Hello, Louise Creeley with the top stories on ABC News. Wet weather and security concerns have seen crowd numbers down at Anzac Day services across Australia. But thousands still gathered at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra to honour the fallen. For the first time, the National March was led by Indigenous veterans. Meanwhile, political leaders from Australia and New Zealand have taken part in the Anzac Dawn service at Gallipoli. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop laid a wreath and spoke of the courage of the young men from the two nations who landed there 102 years ago. In France, wreaths were laid to the sound of bagpipes at the Anzac Day service at Villers-Bretonneux. French President François Hollande has called for national unity against terrorism at the memorial for a policeman killed by Islamic attacker in Paris last week. Centrist Emmanuel Macron and right-wing Marine Le Pen also attended the ceremony. The issue of security sharply divides the presidential candidates. And Senator Corey Bernardi's Australian Conservatives Party is to amalgamate with the Family First Party. Family First has two representatives in the South Australian Parliament who will become Australian Conservatives instead. But the ABC understands that the newly elected Family First Senator Lucy Gishui will not be part of the merged party. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.